I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
The fucking turkey flag. The like crescent moon.
It's like a minor league baseball hat, right?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I thought
so.
You said that's what it was, like last time.
I thought that's what it was, but I could not find it.
Okay. Yeah, like, yeah. Best guess is that it's a minor league baseball hat, because,
yeah.
Duh. That's awesome.
If it's something weird, it's usually a safe bet.
Yeah, pretty much. You know what else is a safe bet? I believe that we will win. You know why? No. Can I say? You know why USA
That's
Soccer?
Not even their chant anymore.
Do you know why USA Soccer is winning and actually fucking good? Is because they threw that shit out. Well, yes, but
have you seen their newest chant?
Well, it's the slow USA, right? It's you.
No,
What is it?
It's like USA Soccer. Yeah, we like it. We love it. No. Yeah.
I've never heard that sound. Yeah. I don't believe you.
You're wrong.
I don't believe you.
You get on the internet.
No.
You are 1,000% wrong.
No, I don't want to get on the internet and you can't make me.
It's literally like, yeah, US, we like it. We love it.
We
yeah.
want some more of it. More of yeah. It.
That's what I'm.
That's yeah. basically what it is. It is so much worse than I
We like
you
it. We love it. We want some more of it.
No,
I
be
try
better.
So hard. Balogun is a red card. All right. There we go. Country, motherfucker. Yeah, big Tim McGraw fans. Exactly. What a week of sports for the teams that we follow. One and a half, because it's fucking one of them's soccer. So, you know, whatever. We're following them right now. That's for sure. But the fucking Blazers, we have to start with the Blazers, right? Like, we have to. They fucking won. I think we can all agree getting rid of Jeremy Grant under any circumstance is a win. And going out and getting Ja Morant is fucking amazing. Like all we heard for the last like month or two maybe was Jaylen Brown, right? Like all we heard,
it's more like 2 weeks more.
Okay,
than,
well, it feels it like
been
it.
That long.
It,
but
in,
yeah.
in Blazer years, it's been like 2 months.
Because first was like the Blazers were leader in the clubhouse to get Giannis.
Yeah.
And then that fizzled out.
Yeah.
And then
I don't really think anyone believed that one, but.
But do you believe the Blazers were in the run? Like
they were trying
the leaders in the clubhouse for Jaylen Brown.
I mean, if you saw what the Sixers gave up, I mean. Yeah. I don't know how they couldn't beat that if they didn't want to.
I think the reports that we've heard and that we continue to hear is they tried. Like, they made really good competitive offers for both of them. Giannis did not want to come to Portland. Like,
Since when did we start pronouncing it with a hard G? Or is this like your, yeah. are you guys doing like Gianna
is it,
Michaels?
Is it, it's Giannis. It's Giannis.
Yeah, it's just Giannis.
Because he's Greek.
Yeah.
Because he's yeek. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just asking. Like,
no, you're right.
Is this porn brain?
I had my brother like correct me on that like a week or two ago, and I was like, oh yeah, right. It's Giannis. Yeah, my bad. I own his favorite shoes. I love the Greek people. You know. But
Olive and feta guy over here.
Clearly, ever crumble some feta? It's one of the best. Ugh. It's one of the best crumbles.
Like
it's one of the best crumbles. Yeah.
I might go Cotija as a better crumbled cheese.
It's a great cheese.
The big C is better. Yeah.
Yeah. The big C. It's different.
The big C.
That's different. Yep. So and also Jaylen Brown too. Like we still hear it's like they made a really good offer for Jaylen Brown. They just didn't want it for whatever reason. Nobody wants to come to Portland. I don't get it.
I feel like they might have pulled that offer because
I think you're right.
We all saw, or it wasn't a real offer.
Sure, sure.
Because once it got Ja, then it was switched around to Sharp, Scoot, and Jrue Holiday.
Yep,
and then all the picks.
You can't. This like literally this can't be the roster in October in the Blazers.
No, it can't.
You cannot have five guards.
It was set up perfectly.
It was.
You get Jaw and then you make the move and you get Brown. All of a sudden, because if you look at the roster right now, I guess you could argue they're a deep roster. They got a strong starting five with somewhat talent.
And they re-signed Time Lord too. Like, baby,
Time Lord.
Who is this wonderful new owner of the fucking Portland Trail Blazers? Re-signing Time Lord. You're trading for Ja Morant. What is going on? This guy knows. This guy spends.
It wasn't that big of a deal for Time Lord.
This guy spends.
it was a contract for contract, essentially, with Grant and Ja Morant. And he got a deal because the Grizzlies wanted to get him the fuck out of town.
Real bad. Real bad. Yeah, so going back, though, like, that is the prevailing notion, is the Blazers did make a move for Ja Morant, and that ended their pursuit of Brown, apparently, from what we've heard. But fucking. I know.
One, two, three.
I mean, just from the get go, the Ja Morant, I mean, he's barely played really the last 2 years.
He was hurt. He has literally played in the last three NBA seasons. He has played 79 games.
Yeah. So
he has played 10, 59, and 20.
You know how old he is?
26.
So, presuming the guy does have a chip on his shoulder, he's acted like he has a chip on his shoulder his whole career, but presuming he has an actual one now and actually has something to prove, then you got a 20-7 guy, right?
Man, I don't know if we the 7 part.
No.
I think he averaged like 6 assists a game, dude.
Denny is not going to. They have 6 fucking guards. There's not a ton of assists.
Denny's a forward, and he's their point forward too. So literally have like 5 point guards right now. Yeah.
Real quick,
because Portland is making moves, and Portland is tied to large players and the moves that were made to get them. So I think as a fan of this team, I'm only excited. Like there's whatever you want to say about the new owner, whatever you want to say about the future, you know, of Moda and the team possibly not staying in Portland, whatever. Right now, they're fucking trying. And that's all you can ask for as a Blazer fan, right? They're trying.
No, only way they can, too, because we know they're not signing a big free agent like that. But you could trade. That's why you have picks, really, that's how the Blazers land an all-star player.
They still have their picks too,
Unfortunately.
Well, that's the thing about the jaw trade is, if people don't like the trade, like, that's fine. Like, as a fit,
I get
anywhere, but it cost them nothing. They didn't give up picks. They just basically are paying like $5 million more a year. You know, for Ja than they were for Murray.
They dumped the guy they really needed to dump as part of this deal. Yeah,
like Morant could. So the negatives on Morant are negative. Like, and I don't even really give a shit about the off the court stuff anymore, because that really has been a couple years ago now. And like last year was like, he didn't want to be in Memphis. They didn't want him to be in Memphis. He probably would have played more than 20 games if they were on better terms. And so he was kind of a malcontent, and they were bad. But he would have played more games if they were trying. But he hasn't done like the whole, like the gun thing and like the beating up a high schooler. I mean, that was like 3+ years ago. Like that. I mean, and you see people be like, well, I don't know. Have you seen that gif of him throwing a grenade after hitting a 3? It's like, oh, come on, guys. Like,
you have an actual ex-IDF soldier on the team.
He threw grenades after being suspended for gunplay. It's like the Gilbert Arenas thing. Like when he came out after getting suspended, and there's that famous picture of him in the warm-up line doing the. I get it, but it's rather harmless. My thing with Ja is he good anymore?
It's dumb, because, but it's harmless. Yeah.
Because he's not a good shooter. Like, he's a historically terrible shooter. I believe I saw a stat, and I'm not going to get this exactly right. I meant to write it down, and I did not. But it's, like, out of the last, like, X amount of years, I don't know. I don't remember if that was 3 years, 4 years, 2 years, whatever. Well, it was more than two. But it was, like, out of 198 qualifying players who have shot X amount of threes in the NBA over that span, out of 198 of them, he's, like, 186th in percentage. He's below Giannis.
He's not going to shoot.
Giannis, Michaels, Antetokounmpo. Like, he's below. He is a certifiably terrible perimeter shooter.
Scoot might be making a run at his numbers once he hits the qualifications.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Scoot has got in for him.
So they have two guards that can't shoot, and they got one guard in Dame that can only shoot and can't move anymore.
Yep.
So
Holiday who can do it. Holiday who can pretty much do everything at like a reasonable level. Yeah.
And then Sharpie might throw into the not be able to shoot category as well.
No, what? Sharp can't shoot either. Yeah.
Sharp and Jaw are very similar players. Like, they can't shoot and they just do spectacular dunks all the time. And they're about the same age too. Like, about the same size.
John is prime. He's like you said, he's
unstoppable.
Still be in his prime.
Yeah.
When he was
you know, at the, you know, superstarish level, at least the difference between him and Sharp is, you know, he would go get 10 to 12 free throws a game because he's almost like that AI. He just would take it to the rack hard every time and jump so high that he would get fouls. And
which means your shelf life is considerably shorter. Yes. And that's a take everyone has had since like 2022. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm totally fine. I think it's a fun.
It's a great move.
I think it's fun too. I really do. Yeah.
Because again, I don't think the roster is not going to look like this, you know, when the season starts. And that doesn't mean they make a big move, because I don't know if there are any other big moves.
Boy, they still have assets though. Like,
or it does, and you know, by December or January they make a trade.
Does adding, because like you said, there's not many people out there left now that are kind of game changers.
No, there's not.
You hear the rumblings of they want to move Durant out. Would adding an aging Durant and or LeBron them a run?
I mean, come on.
Let's
deal in reality.
But
I mean,
LeBron is not signing a free agent deal in Portland.
No, but Durant's under contract, right? They could trade.
Yeah, no, well,
Durant.
Yeah, right. I mean, the whole it hurts me, but there's a whole like statistical breakdown of like Durant, LeBron, and Curry, and it's like their stats, if you just look at them on like a spreadsheet, still look great. They don't impact winning like that anymore, though. Like if they traded, if they were somehow, because Durant's burner account, whatever, you know, we're dealing in, you know, we're talking bullshit right now, but if he somehow ended up in Portland and they traded, you know, the guys we all kind of think, I'd be ecstatic. Oh, hell yeah. I'd buy the jersey. That would be fun. Oh, we're righting a wrong of 2007 or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that would be fun. I don't know if it really makes them better.
Like, is that, yeah, because I don't see anything really out there that makes them, you know, borderline favorites in the West. Like, Jaylen Brown would have been that.
He could have. Yeah, no, like I said in the Discord, like, I thought once I traded for Ja, I was like, oh, well, that's the first, and this is not me being smart. It was kind of a common thing, but
just looking at the people, should be another move.
That's just a precursor to the Jaylen Brown or Jaylen Brown adjacent move. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now I just don't know what that move is.
Yeah, we just don't know what that is, but it has to happen. Like, they have too many assets right now to go into the season with. Like, they have to get rid of at least one of the guards. At least, probably two of them, like probably one of the point guards and Sharp as part of a deal, and then the draft picks. Like, there's no point in them having all of these draft picks. Like, you trade them for something. So who knows what that's going to be, though?
Well, that's the question. Is there something that actually warrants it? Because you could add some, like someone put sign Kuminga. Yeah, Kuminga doesn't move the needle, but you could do that easily. I mean, there are players out there that you could easily trade, but are they actually going to be difference makers? I just don't see it.
Well, I mean, and difference maker is kind of relative because I don't think anyone thinks that for the Blazers, what does that mean? A fifth seed? Fourth seed?
Well, that's like I said, difference maker Jaylen Brown, that could be top three seed.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Comfortably in the playoffs, maybe.
There is a graph that I saw. Again, I need to preface this every time I say it. Analytics have a point, have a place. They're not dumb. I'm not doing the whole analytics. People are just nerds. That's stupid. That's hacky stuff. But there's a chart out there on NBA circles that Jaylen Brown is like one of like the most losingest players in the NBA. And you want to know who's right next to him on the data point? Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis.
It's like, okay. Like, okay, guys. I got it. I get it.
I don't know how that's possible with Jaylen Brown.
But it is. They're both at like the bottom right quadrant. And it's like that's a flaw.
He's won so much. He's won so much.
Both of them have won
won so many games. What does that mean? Are you saying they're fighting against their team winning? They're the albatross, like holding them down.
Yeah, they're like plus minus and you know, box and one and box and rings.
What are we talking about?
Like both of their title runs is as many wins as the Wizards have had in the last like 4 years.
Right.
It's like
the graph I'm talking about, it has like Jared Allen is like a top 20 winning player in the NBA. And it's like, okay.
Is that the NBA's version of war, essentially?
It was basically, yeah.
Basically, yeah. So the stat I hate the most in baseball, war. Yeah.
I've been told you have an ISIS hat, King. Apparently it looks like ISIS. Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's just South Carolina.
I mean, it's South Carolina, clearly.
Is there that much difference between South Carolina and ISIS?
South Carolina is cool, man. I actually want to go to South Carolina.
Is it?
It looks cool, like Charleston or whatever.
Dabo.
Like Charleston.
Dabo's there.
Yeah, that's true.
Hilton Head.
Okay, so again, Portland's trying.
Took a swing on something.
We're in a world where Portland took a fucking swing, and you know what? Like, it wasn't a real big one. Like they got a guy who is capable of being an all-star.
Was he first team all NBA one year? Wasn't he in the MVP running that one year? Or was that just a ridiculous like end of the season playoff run where he was just going crazy?
Yeah, I think he's just like a two-time all-star. I think he's probably made a couple of all NBA teams, but I don't think he's ever been first team.
So what's your ideal situation? Like, obviously they have to move something. Like, what's your ideal situation? Like Ja, Dame off the bench, six man role, like just a comes in just a shooter.
Dame is starting. Okay. There's no way Dame is not starting.
I love
Dame
that.
Is starting. Ja's got to be the two. And that's why I don't know what.
Then it's Kamara, Denny Klingon.
Yeah, that's a starting, but I don't. But again, that's the glut at point guard. Like I don't know what you do with Drew, Scoot.
I think Drew after last year would probably be pretty pissed off that he's not starting. Like
100%.
Like
he
should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's he? Should you really look at Jrue Holiday and be like, you should start over Ja Morant?
I'm not saying that.
There's no way he thinks that himself.
Oh, 100% he does.
I guarantee
he
does.
I'm an Olympian.
Yeah. He's also
a champion and an Olympian.
He might be older than Dame.
Is he older than Dame?
No, I bet you he would. Yeah, I think they're about the same age.
About the same, at least. Okay. I don't know. Sure if he's...
I think he would cede that to Dame. I don't think he looks at John Morant as an equal.
Yeah.
I don't think Drew Holiday looked. He's like, he's more athletic than me. But I'll put his ass on clamps.
Yeah, he will. Man. So that's a thing, too, is once they get practicing, assuming they're on the same team when they're practicing, like, Holiday sort of shuts him down in practice, right? Holiday just takes him to the rack and scores on him because Ja doesn't play defense either. Like, so...
Well, which is why Dame should come off the bench.
Does Ja come
Dame's
off the bench?
Dame's not coming off the bench, guys.
Or does Ja come off the bench?
What are we doing?
Like,
he's not... Damian Lillard did not come back to Portland to come off the bench. Guys.
I hear you.
Reality.
I hear
have
you.
Has anyone seen...
Bring it in.
Has anyone seen any video of Damian Lillard running in the last year?
No. I've seen him shooting a whole bunch.
He's coming off a severe injury.
Achilles in his 30s,
I'm telling you, he's not coming here to be up off the bench. You're crazy. You're crazy.
Okay.
Well, he might not. It's better for the team if he did.
Okay, Kane.
Yeah, Mike Norrie is going to tell him. Yeah,
okay,
Dame.
Okay. Okay. Then tell me your lineup. Yeah, like, tell me your six.
It's what we already said. It's Dame.
Dame. Ja.
It's Ja.
Ja. Okay.
It's Denny.
Yep.
It's Klingon.
Yep.
And it's Kamala.
Come up for
it's
someone's
like that.
For Time Lord.
Yeah. And the other dorks have to just come off the bench. I mean, they won't all be here.
And then you have, right now, currently, they got a pretty good bench. I mean, I don't know.
They're all very duplicative.
They need more bigs. You know. But, yeah. I think that has to be the move, right? Like,
games could be fun. Every game will be 135 to, like, 128, you know? That'd be cool.
Yeah. The move they'll be making is getting someone like Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
That's kind of what
maybe not specifically Aaron Gordon, but somebody like Aaron Gordon. Yeah.
Funny thing about the West is like you could actually look at the West and just be like, as a homer, I want to preface that. You can be like, yeah, the Lakers are worse.
The Lakers are very white now.
The Nuggets didn't get any better, and they seem to be regressing every year. The Rockets are a mess. They don't want like three of their starters. They've shot them all and no one took them.
Goon actually might be a guy to look at.
Question with Denver. Jokic. Blazers have really good draft picks. They throw three of them and Scoot and Sharp.
Denver could get a Holy Grail offer right now. They got it. That is their franchise, not just in the years he's played, but in the 25 years next and the 25 years before.
Yeah.
They can't. There's just.
I think offering that many really good draft picks, because there are going to be really good draft picks because they got the Bucks picks, like they would have to pause, right? They would have to.
Well, you just saw what Jalen was, what, two firsts and two seconds?
Yeah.
I mean, if you throw four, how many firsts do the Blazers have over
three,
the next 5 years?
So three picks?
Set them seven. How about seven firsts? How about that?
Well, I was thinking like three firsts and like
all of them
and Scoot and Sharp and like, do they say no to that?
It's gonna be crazy. Yeah. Unless you say seven first round picks,
because that's
like something just in great. Like,
that's a natty.
No one would do.
That's a natty.
Yeah. They're probably still like 18 months away from like trading him. I'm not sure he finishes his career in Denver. But they're going to have to run that bad boy out until it's like the last wheezing moment. Because as soon as they trade him, that the Pepsi Center is.
Could you imagine a team with Jokic and Ja on it? The contrast is insane.
It would be a funny contrast.
Could you see that pick and roll?
Oh,
with Jaw Joker, though.
And then, by the way, and then Dame just like
there would be a lot of dunks.
Dame chilling in a corner, just like posting up for threes. Like, oh my god,
it's the same thing. Like, oh, what?
Lillard just sitting in the corner.
Yeah, yep. Dude, sit over there, old man.
Just stand in the corner, Dame, and chuck threes, please.
Speaking of old men, have you guys checked out any of the LA media's reaction to LeBron? You know, the Lakers didn't want him back, but you know, he won the PR battle of saying he's going somewhere else. Have you seen any of like the LA media talk about?
A little bit, but I feel like you have something in mind.
I do. Okay, are you guys familiar with Ramona Shelburne?
Of course. Yes. ESPN.
ESPN. Mm-hmm. Laker beat forever.
Got a linebacker neck.
I didn't say it.
She will take you out.
I didn't say it. That was him.
On me.
I saw a clip today where she's talking about how, you know, LeBron, he was just never embraced. He never embraced LA, like blah, 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 blah. He didn't do this. You know, he didn't do that. You know, he only threw out one first pitch at a Dodgers game. And you want to know what Luka did on his first day as a Laker? He validated parking for employees. That's what Lakers do. And I was like, oh, Ramona.
Oh, no.
You are such a Laker.
Shill.
Like, you are such a shill. Because, listen, Luka's fun to watch. I'm not saying Luka's not going to win a title. I'm not saying Luka's not going to win an MVP as a Laker. I'm not saying any of that. Luka has not done a single fucking thing in LA at this point to make a media person be like, well, I'm going to cover Luka. I'm going to do the Luka thing and shun. He validated parking.
Did LeBron do anything like that? You know,
no, he didn't. He only threw out one Dodgers first pitch.
I think, you know what? I think LeBron LeBron is a locker room cancer. He's not a culture guy. I think we can say that.
Are you guys familiar with Matt Money Smith by any chance?
Yes. Okay.
For people that aren't, he is an LA daily sports radio host. He hosts Petros and Money. He is also, interestingly enough, because of his quote, he has been the Chargers play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
And he started this was his thing with LeBron. He goes, you know what? The LeBron era with the Lakers, it was just whatever. You know, he was just an attraction. Yeah. He got the one title. And in fairness to him, he didn't do the whole like Mickey Mouse, bubble title. He didn't do that. But he was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Let's just run down stats. When Kobe was here, he made the finals 7 times. When LeBron was here, it was just once. When Kobe was here,
it was 5. During COVID too, man. Like, so, it was bubble.
But my thing was, it was like, Matt, you are talking about a player who came there at 17 or 18.
Yep.
And stayed till he was 36.
And had Shaq.
And then you're comparing him to a player that got there at the age of 36.
Yes.
like, I understand, L.A., you should probably. There's no reason for you to love Kobe or LeBron more than Kobe.
No.
I get that. That's totally fair. But when he's like, "Well, Kobe made the finals 20% of his years in LA, and LeBron only made him 12.2," and it's like, you're now judging again, and I'm going to say this for effect. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
But you're now comparing a season and a half that LeBron has played as an old man, where Kobe Bryant was not. Just not playing for the Lakers. He wasn't alive.
You know,
like the stats this guy is bringing out. It's like comparing Kobe at 22 to LeBron at 40 is so disingenuous. And again, like Kobe more than LeBron. That's totally fair. But these stats are so dumb. You're trotting out just to be like, and this was the cap. He goes, you know, in LA, we have a saying, we only care about banners and rings. And I'm like, you're the Chargers announcer. I cannot wait to hear you fucking suck Justin Herbert's cock as he loses to the Browns again, but he threw for an efficient 327.
All right, we got Chiefs fan coming out. All right. Okay, no, no. Okay, I'm fucking.
So
you want
you? Oh, the Chargers are so good.
I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you.
Is this going to be the worst season of the Chargers?
No, we don't need. We don't need to talk about the Chargers. No, we don't.
No, but in we're talking LA media.
Herbert in the Super Bowl for this pod's. Somehow the rules are going to get changed. Broncos, Chargers, Super Bowl, book it.
You know what? One of the many reasons to hate Lakers fans and LA fans in general is the fact that they feel the need to compare them. Like
it's just dumb.
Like they are two of the top three basketball players in the history of the sport, and they played for your team and they won titles for your team. Fucking be happy that they did, and shut the fuck up. Like LeBron decided in what was, you know, still considered like maybe the end, towards the end of his career, maybe not the prime, but still really good years of his career to fucking be a Laker and to try to win titles and to build a franchise to win a title for the Lakers. And he did.
And honestly, they did not help him out
fucking
as much as they should have.
That he was there at all.
Well, and can I just have some stats to kind of
get LeBron on the Blazers for 6 months? Fuck's sake, we would build a fucking statue outside Moda.
Look at
Carmelo. Exactly that. Yeah. Look at the way we glorify Carmelo as one of the best Blazers ever. Like Rasheed Wallace, one of the best Blazers ever. He wasn't a Blazer for very long. Like, God damn it, man. Shut up. LA fans are stupid, man. Shut up.
So I just want to just throw out some stats. So the Lakers last won the title with Kobe in 2009-2010, right? He went on to play another 6 years. If you want to just be cheap.
Oh, so he couldn't do it in those 6 years? What a bum.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. Yeah. And if you want to be cheap, you could add on the other 2 years where he was gone before LeBron came. So from 2010 and whatever until whatever period you want to say, the Lakers had three series wins in 9 years, right? They had two series wins and won nine total playoff games from 2010 to 2020, when the Lakers won the bubble title, right? Okay. LeBron had seven series wins. If you want to call that a disappointment, that's fine. And he won 32 playoff games. He won 32 playoff games in his 8 years.
In the nine years after the
Lakers won a title until the Lakers won that other title. They won nine total playoff games, not series games. The Lakers were a mess.
Do they get enough heat for, if you, like you said, those last 5 or 6 years of Kobe and then all of LeBron, they didn't put together that good of teams those guys.
But the thing about Kobe wasn't a I'll be polite. Company line. Once he tore his Achilles, and the 3 years after that, he was no longer a championship player, which you could say LeBron has not been in his 40s too, but whatever. So I kind of understand why they paid him as a box office attraction. That's fine. They couldn't build around him because he was a 19. Like, guys, look at Kobe's stats. He wasn't that good after he tore his Achilles. And that's fine. That's human nature. But the mythology around him, when it's you won like seven playoff games as a franchise in 10 years, and you're so the player, it doesn't matter for players. They play in Los Angeles. It's a winter league. The weather is great. It is the Lakers brand. They will always get players because living in LA is cool. But fans and media of the Lakers, they got to stop doing the Kobe stuff. Because if it, mark my word, we are like 16 months away from Luka being like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Because they're not winning a title this year. They're Walker Kessler. They're not.
Blazers have assets. Lakers looking for some assets.
Not a chance.
Blazers. Okay. But my thing is like, you're telling me the Lakers wouldn't take three firsts?
I am telling you that.
All right.
But my thing is like, Jess is like an overarching thing is like, if you read like social media stuff, people are like, well, I've always loved Luka more than LeBron. And it's like, well, yeah, because Luka hasn't won anything. He's not a threat to Kobe.
And he's white.
LeBron is a fucking threat to whatever you thought Kobe was. He was. He is. He was. Blah, 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 blah. Whether you land on this side or that side, Luka's not in that pantheon. Luka did make a finals, and that was a fun run. And you wonder what happened when he lost the finals? Brian Windhorst got on ESPN and was like, that guy's a loser. And he wants to be in the winner's tunnel. He's got to play defense and not be fat. And you want to know what has happened in the last 2+ years? Doesn't play defense, and he's kind of still sometimes fat. Like, he's fun to watch. I'm just saying, I when they signed him to in February of 2005, I was right there with everyone. But until Lakers, that echo chamber gets out of comparing everything to Kobe and making Kobe not just the best player, but like the god who sets the sun, the moon, and the stars. It's a toxic place.
When she was rattling off like saying how Kobe or how LeBron's not a true Laker, was she pulling a Knicks thing and ripping off like Anthony Peelers and like Robert Ory's, like was she dropping those names on like true
Rick Fox.
Rick Fox.
It was the whole thing was Lottie like Ramona, you're just doing this to get locker room access going forward.
Kings legend Vlade. Just,
and like I have no like I have like I'm sure LeBron wasn't a fun deal or a fun hang for media members. So like if Ramona Shelbourne didn't enjoy covering LeBron, I get it. Like, yeah, I understand that. But it's like Luka validated parking on his
Does Luka even really care about media?
I don't consume Laker media, but no. I don't see him like
LeBron actually gives forced. Like really insightful responses to questions from what I've seen.
Yeah, but LeBron,
he's above the media is the problem. He's
LeBron does have like an air about himself that's above it all. So I get why people don't like it, but just her quote was just so dumb. It's like, oh my god, only threw out one first pitch.
You got a soundboard you could throw in here, help us out.
Me? What's that?
Yeah. There's a Donnie T.
Oh. Shut up!
There you go.
Silly woman.
Jeez, Ken, why would you play that? God.
Well, I mean, I was angry.
As if female reporters don't have it hard enough. They need you. I'm just kidding. Good point by
Rossini. All right, let's go to Rossini.
Good point by WCP, by the way. Like, Lakers do not care about draft picks.
They don't have any for the next, like, 10 years.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. They might want some, you guys. They might want some.
No. They're always going to go for a star.
Yeah. But, well, yeah, take they these always, picks
they
and then
have to have one at all the time.
Then trade for a different one.
Well, like
Ja Morant, star, right? One good season with the Blazers, becomes a star again, trade him.
In 10 years, 8 years, whatever it is, when the Lakers retire LeBron's number, he's not getting a statue. He doesn't deserve a statue outside of Staples or Crypto.
Does he in Cleveland and Miami? Both?
Well, he'll get one in Cleveland.
Yeah, he should. Miami, too. He should.
Miami, he should.
Yeah.
Lakers, I mean, they have Oscar De La Hoya's has a statue, and he didn't do anything in Staples. I think he fought there once, which is kind of funny, or maybe it was zero times. There's some fact on Oscar De La Hoya and his statue outside of Staples.
Like friends with the guy, so they gave him a statue.
But he should. He'll get his jersey retired, and it will be funny just to see how people respond to that down the road. Everyone's going to celebrate it and wear the fucking t-shirt that has, you know, 23 or whatever, six or the crown, whatever, you know, they decide to put on it. It's just, My one thing with like the whole before we wrap the LeBron and Lakers thing up is what hurt LeBron's era in LA more? Was it him winning a title in the bubble? Because if that was at Staples at the time, let's be honest, it would be perceived much differently. Or is it once Kobe died, there are always more Kobe fans there than there will ever be LeBron fans. But once Kobe died, the Kobe thing got amplified by a pretty good margin. If Kobe was still alive and being hopping on radio or sitting courtside being like, guys, chill out. LeBron's a Laker. Like he's
That's true. That's true. He would have provided a lot of context for fans, and
he would have given him a lot of.
He would have shut it way down. Yeah, totally.
Because he tried. He did say stuff, but he passed away like a year and a half into LeBron's tenure. So, and then he played many more years after. I just there's just a couple of things where I'm like, it's just interesting because if COVID didn't happen, and that's another funny thing about the whole Laker bubble thing is like the Lakers weren't the one seed in the West. Like they were the one seed. And people were like, well, LeBron just got healthy. And it's like, you thought that was going to be Kawhi's year and Paul George's year to stay healthy. Like you hit me with the Clippers would have won it. I'm like,
yeah,
that tracks.
Yeah.
We got a lot of evidence post 2020 that Paul George is a winning player.
Key trade and the biggest trade so far.
The Celtics. Yeah. Jesus Christ, man. Holy shit. I don't even really have anything to say. Just like if you're gonna trade Jaylen Brown, like that's what you want in return? Like that leads me to believe Portland like truly didn't want him. Yeah.
Yeah.
That they fully backed out.
I think there's some truth to that because that offer, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Should we talk soccer at some point?
Yeah, let's do it.
So
red card. That was crazy.
I feel like we probably should have let off with that, but because we're in Oregon, like we got to talk John Morant. So it is what it is. It led to what it led to. But fucking But again, like this World Cup fucks extremely hard. Like this is like every game is awesome. All of the games yesterday, we had two penalty shootouts yesterday. We had like England having to come back, two Harry Kane goals to beat Congo. Like today, very good day for the colonizers. And then the U.S. beating both Bosnia and Herzegovina with a man down for the last 35 minutes, scoring another goal after Balogun got the red card. Like, it's fucking gangster, man. This is awesome. This is just fun. And I don't know, like, you guys are sort of like not soccer dudes at all coming into this. King, maybe a little bit. Like, you're Spurs.
A little bit.
Spurs, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, your Spurs. But, like, Have you guys been into it?
No,
like, you've been watching.
I generally always.
Yeah, the Belgium comeback too. Yeah. Which again, U.S. now plays Belgium, which that's going to be fucking fun. It just is.
Well, it's going to be tough now because
Without Balogun, yeah. Well, again, they have Gio Reyna coming off the bench. Like we do forget about that. He is a world class player, and for whatever reason, none of the coaches like him at all and want to play him for the U.S. team. Which again, Balogun's like great, so I get it. But it's a nice backup to have if you need somebody to throw up front who can score goals. He is that guy. Like it's weird. Pulisic's not that dude. He's just your quick distributor guy.
Yeah.
But you know.
Which is a good sign for the United States program.
Because he doesn't need to be that guy, right?
Yeah. But again, is this all smoke and mirrors right now? Because King said, I mean, not the most difficult, you know, ladder, you know, weight teams they've had a face to get there. I mean, Bosnia Herzegovina's probably the weakest team that anyone's played in first in this knockout round. And everyone has been, you know, glazing. Oh, I know you guys have seen things of like, oh, here's the U.S.'s path to winning the World Cup. They're not winning the World Cup.
They're not winning the World Cup.
They're not going to win the World Cup. No.
They're not going to. They're probably not going to win next game. But it's that illusion of.
That's the one. That's the one. They could win Belgium.
I think they could beat Belgium. But once they actually. Once they play France, like, or whoever, like, no, that's.
I mean, England.
There's a ceiling.
English people are. Even the English people should be delusional. They're not winning it. Either.
I have not like been impressed with England whatsoever.
No, you could see. I mean, I played soccer all through until high school. I know how soccer looks like. Good teams look. France and Argentina. They are superior. I mean, even Spain. They even haven't looked that good. And Brasilia. Yeah. I mean, they're superior teams. I mean, it's the illusion of a U.S. team in soccer gets a win in the knockout round. That is fantastic, right?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone leading up into the last year of all this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how bad U.S. losing friendlies to fucking random countries that have no business in the World Cup. Like a year ago, you would have been shocked that they even got to the knockout round.
Well, yeah,
but now it flips the other way of everyone's going the reverse. Like, oh, we're good now, we're great now.
Well, it's also the aesthetics flip.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing in Los Angeles. They're playing in Seattle. They're playing in the Bay Area. These are absolute scenes when these games are happening. Like Levi's. If you can call it the stadium formerly known as Levi's, it was louder than 49er games today. Like, it was wild. That's a good point in the chat. Like, watch out for Morocco too. Yeah, Morocco's good too. Yeah, but again, but our point is the U.S. has a ceiling. Like,
yes, and
no, yeah,
and it's probably beating Belgium.
The round of eight is their ceiling.
I think
so. This is their World Cup championship match. This next
kind of
Belgium.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck it, right? Like, they keep winning. It's single elimination. Like, you can, like, crazy shit happens. Who knows? They finally do have good players, and they finally do have a little bit of depth. Which, like, frankly, they have been for years now. They've just been leaning on one or two guys. Their defense sucks. They had guys playing in positions they're not supposed to play. And now, like, for you bring in a good coach, and 6 months later, they're fucking good all of a sudden. Like, it is what it is.
Soccer coaches are like basketball coaches to me. It's like, all right, you could do some stuff in practice, but you're not really doing shit. In the game, maybe sub. It's like sub or like baseball manager, probably just sub. Like when you sub,
all you got to do is speak Italian, and that's it. Like you speak Italian, you're not some dork like Bob Bradley. And
but the strategy, like as a dumbass speaking on this, it's the fact that it's his system, his strategy, however you want to say that. That's more of what's cool about him than because they were.
They
knew their deficiencies under past regimes. They were not good. And so they were just hoping to have one breakaway and win 1-0.
Yes.
Like, well, like Braga, did you
at
watch?
Least you're aesthetically pleased.
This team attacks. Yeah. Did you watch? They were a man.
New season of-
Ski, I don't know if you saw at all, but like they were down a guy and were still attacking. They got a free kick outside the box and got. And kicked it in for the 2-0 lead down a guy. Like that shit does not happen a year ago. Like it is a different style that they play now. And it like more importantly, I think it fits the players they have, right? Like you have guys who can run and you have guys who can pass and fucking take advantage of it.
Well, because they're always, I mean, they're never going to be as good at like ball control and just like controlling pace of games. against, you know, the big
not against the
country
bigs.
Team.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. To be like up to them. So yeah, you got to be kind of kitschy with your team. Like throw a bunch of fast guys at you.
Yeah,
and throw long balls to them and try to get something crazy to happen.
You really like, could. Yeah, like I know you guys saw the first game of this tournament the U.S. played. Like they were different. Like you really could tell they were different. Like I they went like 2-0, I think it was, but
3-0, I think
they were 3-0. They were different. They were fast. They were passing well. They were attacking. They like to your point, King. They used to just sit. They would sit on the ball and hope for one breakaway by one guy, one like miracle goal, and that's it. Like you can't win like that.
That was against Ecuador, also, wasn't it? That first game,
I believe so. Yeah. So, no, again, like Paraguay too. Yeah, they fucking boat race Paraguay. Like Paraguay, not
the Paraguayans.
What's your word for them, Ski?
Paraguayans?
The Gweens?
Paragoons? Paragooners?
The Gweens?
I mean, we could just go the classic, you know, middle school. Middle school grades. Well, that's what I was saying. The middle school, the Paragays, if you want to go. Oh, you know,
I don't want to do that, Ski. Ski, I don't want to do that.
I think if you went the Paraguays, you could. Paraguay? Yeah, I think, but the Paragays is a little more directed.
That is middle school shit. You were right about that.
That's why I said that. Yeah.
Oh man, I'm so excited for my kid. He's finally out of middle school, man. Like, life just gets exponentially better. Like, oh man, say what you will about high school, it's not middle school. Middle school sucks. All right, so here we are. We're a soccer country now.
No, but like soccer, like if you look at the World Cup, right? It's not like baseball. Like you just get one hot pitcher and you could win. Like that doesn't happen in the World Cup, does it? It's always past winner. It's always like Brazil, Argentina, Germany. You know, it's always the powerhouses that win, right?
Germany this year.
Not this year.
Not this year, baby.
Has there ever been like an underdog World Cup winner?
Germany's a pile of butts. No.
Like is this going to be? Yeah, so this
basically the World Cup is what college football was in the BCS era. Yeah, yeah.
Or what college football is going to be now? If even though you're adding a bunch more teams, it's still going to be.
Well, hey, Indiana just won it, so
they were the number one team in the country coming into it. It's not like they were.
But they weren't until they were.
Yeah, but the U.S. wasn't the one seed coming into
the losingest program of all time until they won.
This guy forgets the Mike Price era of Alabama.
No, I'm just saying it's not the World Cup is like when Alabama won it 6 times, LSU won it 3 times, Florida won it 3 times, Auburn won it once,
hey,
Georgia won it twice.
The team that won the World Cup has the best player ever on it. Weird. That's weird.
Yeah, shocker, right?
Well, kind of, actually, to be honest, kind of weird.
Yeah.
At least for that guy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Messi, fraud.
God, he's amazing. By the way, new guy in the chat.
Doing the MLS.
Francesco Moretti, 479. I like your vibes, man. Like, you should subscribe or something. Or someone gift him a subscription. I like your vibes, dude. We do this every Thursday. So hop back in if you want. Someone gift him a subscription and well, you'll get notifications when we go live.
What's his name again?
Francesco Moretti, 479.
He's got really good soccer takes. Damn it. God.
He did drop the para rainbow.
He did. That's what my response is.
There's no way my retort of Jack Jewsbury is going to
hopped in with a Kobe retort. Take in there, following us on soccer. Let's see what he does when we talk ducks. Let's see what happens there.
Why are we talking ducks? No!
What?
No!
Oh, man. Okay, so next is Monday in Seattle, and they play Belgium. There you go.
All right. I got something to ask.
Okay.
King.
One more thing.
Oh, hold on.
Freddy 7, this is worth mentioning. The Freddy 7 account, like, deactivated as soon as Germany lost. That's bullshit.
He's a fraud.
He's a fraud. Yeah. Absolute fucking fraud. We got deep state, like, handles.
He's taking fucking jets everywhere.
So
J.J. Watt is putting them up in penthouses. Fraud.
Fraud.
I do it, too. Don't get me wrong. I'd sell my soul the second I could. Like, if Oregon makes the CFP next year, they go to the semifinals,
uh-huh.
I might just pretend to be like, oh, I'm Belgium. What is first time in America?
Oh,
weird.
So I hear they have good waffles here.
Yeah.
we got a good nationality for you, King. Just say your hat's a turkey hat. You're Turkish.
Oh, boy.
Just get a little more of a tan. You'll be good.
Oh, boy.
Pick up smoking.
Pick up hookah.
Say you start
eating a lot of dates.
Say less. I could do that.
Yeah.
Or no. Turkey, no. Turkey, no, Ski.
No.
Turkey, no.
Greece, is that ambiguous enough that you could be Greek?
you look Greek. Yeah.
I think you can pull.
He's got to grow the beard out a little bit more, but I could see that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I love that movie. My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yeah.
Petros Papadakis.
Petros P. There you go. Now we're talking. Now you're talking. Google Freddy 7, by the way, if you don't know who we're talking about. He was on Instagram traveling around the world, traveling around North America, visiting every single city and eating their food and showing off how great America was and how, like, it's a plant, baby. That shit's
deep
state.
I think the tweet from like 2022 that really did him in is where he's like, oh, when I come to the States and go to concerts, everyone says the N word, and I think that's fine. That's what we were like, Freddy.
You found that one, did you?
you should have perused your timeline from the past.
No.
Damn it, Fred.
As soon as you go viral, you got to scrub that shit, man.
You got to scrub it.
Yep. there are tweets. Just ask president, man. Okay, sorry, Ski.
Oh, yes. I wanted to ask King. So you have one person who hates them very much. I am very middle of the road. I don't care about them. How was the bananas?
Oh, Savannah Bananas, right. Two games in Austin, right?
Bananas.
Did you go to both games?
No,
I saw some people went to both games.
Sick,
that's crazy.
That's sicko mode if you go to both.
Crazy.
I watched half of it on TV, and I was like, okay, that's enough.
I've seen it now.
I get it.
Yeah. Like DeAnthony Thomas coming out on the second game, right?
Well, that guy totally fucked up the bit.
He did.
Hit a fly ball on the first pitch.
The first pitch.
Hit the ball on the ground, dude. That's the gimmick.
Or outfielder. You know what?
Thomas run.
This is Harlem Globetrotter shit. Outfielder, feel free to bobble it. And just, you know,
I think the outfielder, hit it with his glove and caught it, like, in his...
Yeah. Tried to do his trick. His trick catches.
But I will say, for kids, I totally get it. Like, I totally get it.
Totally.
Does the 2-hour time limit make it palatable?
Just in and out. Like, it is. Just in and out. And it's not just like it's 2 hours. Like, on the Jumbotron, they have the rolling countdown. So you can look up at any time, be like, oh, hour 10, 40 minutes, 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Minutes.
People are like, oh, don't. Because on the coverage, you know, because that clock, they were in the bottom of the eighth and that clock was getting close. Like the announcers, you know, all serious, are like, oh, should they just take three out so they could start the ninth and actually play the extra inning?
Right. Yeah.
And it's just like, please don't.
But like I said, the thing about watching it in person was you could tell. I almost think, because they don't play many of these games anymore because they're so big, but they still do play them. I looked at their schedule. When they actually play in their little tiny home stadium in Savannah, I bet you, like, in person, that's actually a better show because they're not really playing to, like, the national cameras. They only do that at, like, the football stadiums now. So there were plenty of times where it was like, the main bit is a bit for ESPN or ABC, but to distract the people in the stands are doing a side bit, and it just
were they doing a bunch of like
there was a ton of bits. Yeah. I mean, it was it was a lot. I didn't hate it like by any stretch. Like if they came back in 2 years or next year, and my kids wanted to go, I'd buy them tickets. I wouldn't go. And granted, part of that is my kids' age. They're not, you know, they're a little old for it.
That's what I was going to ask. Like they've about outaged it, right? Like,
yeah, no, they thought it was fun, and they would go again, but they're not, okay. It's not like I'm holding a 4 year old in my arms and they're dancing at they're laughing because a banana is dancing. It was fine. And like I said, the tickets that they sell, if you get them off the secondary market, you're up a river. But our tickets were $40. They were in the danger zone. We got a bunch of home runs hit around us. Twice during the game, we had players come right behind us and, you know, be like, you're going to be on TV, blah, 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 blah.
That's where your screenshot came from?
Don't do blowjob hands, no middle fingers. You know,
this is a kid's show. Yeah.
And it was very funny hearing the players say that, because he'd be like, hey, guys. And they'd be like, no fucking jack off hands. You know, and they're like, hey, yeah, this is me, I'm Jack Cosgrove. You know, fine.
So I famously am super against Savannah Bananas. And I am. In the last week or so, I've sort of turned. I don't like it.
That's fine.
It's not for me at all. I think it's an abomination to the sport, but it's not for me. And I'm starting to realize that it's a kid's thing. And you know what? It's okay that it's a kid's thing. It's getting kids into baseball, which is a good thing inevitably. Like, so, you know.
And when you were in the stadium, like, of course, there were a lot of parents because someone has to take kids. But there were more kids than parents. Like, it was, a 60-40 ratio parents or kids to parents. And, you know, it's for the kids. It's for the kids.
They're singing fucking Frozen songs, you know,
they're like, singing singing songs the kids know. And like,
I mean, it was fine. It's borderline risky having left field home run fence be like 140 feet and dude titty just nukes into it.
The fence was not that fence wasn't that high either. Like
the link, because they were like, this will break your skull if you're not prepared.
Did you see those, Ski? Like, did you see, like, before the game, they put a whole bunch of stuff on social media being like, hey, I'm so-and-so from the Savannah Bananas. If you're sitting in the outfield area over here, bring a glove, bring a hat, bring an adult, because you could die.
they do that for MLB games, and some old lady still gets dotted in the side of the head every year. It's an old lady. No one gives a fuck. There's a lot of kids there. Like when a kid gets hit with a liner, it's like the game fucking stops.
Sure does.
Like it's.
Yeah.
Well, old lady's like, she had a good life.
Kids are soft, man. Like keep your head on a swivel. Bring a glove. Catch a ball. Like what are you doing?
Soft heads too.
What are you doing? Soft heads.
I think they're soft heads in at a pretty young age, if I remember right. My one complaint would be that they knew it was a sellout.
Yeah.
Duh. They knew it'd sell out the second they booked it. If they didn't think it was a sellout, they wouldn't have booked
it. I think it sold out like instantly. When they went for sale. Yeah. So it's
in the secondary market too, but
the shuttle system was so bad.
Worse than Duck Games?
Duck Games are a fucking work of art.
They pulled up and said we have 6 buses. People are like, oh, on this trip? And they're like, no, we have 6 buses. So then it starts to rain for the first time.
It's a sold-out Autzen Stadium, by the way.
6 school buses. 2 for Pacific Source, 4 for VRC.
Fuck me.
And so by the time we finally get on the bus for VRC, they go, I'm one of the last people to get on, just by chance. And they're like, do you know how to get to Valley River Center? And I go, yeah? Well, can you direct the driver? He's not from town. I'm like, what the fuck? Where did you come from, dude?
Did I want you to fucking drive the bus yourself too? Like, what?
It was. And there was a very angry woman who was sitting up front. And was like, I'll direct him. Okay.
Oh,
good on you.
You got the sound bite again. Just
did with piss and vinegar. But yeah, I think the game ended officially at like 7:15, and we got home a little bit before 9.
Now,
not optimum for a
no,
you know, for that.
But if this, because I did have to look it up, I was like, oh, looking up this. So it's now like it's like a 6-team like banana league now.
Yeah.
If this wasn't the bananas, and like if this was the party animals against the Indianapolis
tailgaters,
like are you going like or no. Is it
no? If it was at PK Park. Maybe I take
maybe
at least buy the kids tickets.
But it was the draw was the bananas. The draw themselves, was
the bananas.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the
not
show.
Banana ball. Yeah.
And like and I'll give them credit. Each team has like two guys that are just dancers, you know, whatever. A majority of the guys that are on the field, they very clearly have baseball backgrounds because some of the stuff they're doing, it's like, you know, a shortstop throwing it behind his back and it being caught by the first baseman behind his back. I mean, it's
that's hard.
Impressive. I mean, it's tough. I know they've done it a million times and it's a gimmick and blah, 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 blah. But it's impressive. Nope. Or the guys in the outfield doing flips and they catch a ball midfield. Okay. Like my thing is like these guys do. You could tell the guys that don't play baseball. Like there were a few guys where it's like, yeah, that's the music guy. I saw his swing. He's not.
Yeah.
And then like 2 minutes later,
the frozen guy
like,
came out and pitched.
Let it go.
And he threw like four pitches.
Immediately gives up a bomb and then like walks again and gets yanked.
Let's get the gimmick out of the way. Yeah.
But so I did look into it some. It's like because they've added all these teams because like the bananas are still like the draw, right? So all these guys are essentially trying out to try to get on that main banana squad.
Yes.
So like I said, there are good players.
They're
they have to do
they're
this.
The touring like they're, it's like a Broadway show. They're the touring company.
Yeah, you want to be on that fucking first string. And because I'm sure you get paid.
That's a good way to look at it. Actually, they're the touring company for the Savannah Bananas show. Exactly.
Essentially, the minor league team of
Booble
it. Booble
said in the chat, like, he found out a lot of the dancer guys are indie wrestlers and that this is like a nice summer stream of income for them.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. Like, there was a guy wearing a Michigan Wolverines, like, overalls.
Hmm.
He just danced. And so then I looked it up and all he has never put on a uniform, never a hat. Never picked up a bat. They do not let him in the game. He is just a dancer.
It's a ballet dude.
Yeah, I want to know, like how much is old like Joey Stilts guy getting fucking paid?
I think like I saw one that the I'm don't
because he's one of the draws. But
I think that, I think if you're on the bananas, it's like $125K a year is like the minimum.
I don't
work. That so I think that's why all these like good. Players that are like, do I want to go grind it out in the like A ball for 8 years and probably not make the show, or should I go check out this banana shit, get paid $100,000, try to make the banana squad? I think they get health insurance too, which is better.
No, I think it's a whole it's a,
shit.
Like a year or so ago, I read about the bananas. Like, I think if you're on one of the lower teams, like the Indianapolis Clowns, your benefits go down. But the bananas, A+. I think even the party animals are like everything is pretty posh and A.
Wow.
You go down, it's a little lower. But
that's wild.
It seems like they take care of their employees pretty well.
Yeah, fuck it. If I could hit fucking nukes, I could shimmy around one half inning and
I bet you would look good, man.
Get a can of corn fly ball and pop it in the air a bunch. Mm-hmm. I could do that.
Can you catch a ball and hit and put the wham on a circle? Let me see you do it. Put a wham on a circle.
No, it's a good gig. Can
you do a cartwheel right now? Could you go outside and do a cartwheel on your front lawn?
It's not going to look good. It's not going to be like a gymnast, like
sure,
perfect.
But you could do it.
But I could do it.
Do a cartwheel, well. and then like a barrel roll, and then catch a fly ball. That's Savannah Bananas baseball, boys.
I've never attempted
a cartwheel. It is a terrifying. I'm just afraid my neck is going to break.
I always thought a few times
where I like fall and I see star and hit the ground and just in a lump because I give up.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've never even really fully tried.
I do. I got that good health insurance. So yeah, swoosh, I could do it. I could risk a cartwheel attempt.
I always like, even at my most athletic, I was like, I always like wanted to do a backflip or something like that, but I'm too much of a pussy to try, man. Like, I just...
So Ski, are you going to be at Donnie's house on the 4th?
We might be going out of town. I'm not sure when we would get back in.
If you're there, I'm going to film you for the Discord. Attempt a cartwheel.
A cartwheel attempt?
Because you know their grass is lush.
They got lush grass. Yeah, it's soft know that. Cushion too.
Soft cushion. So if you're there, your ass is definitely attempting one cartwheel. Be prepared. Like Scar and Lion King said.
Yeah.
Be prepared.
There you go. Yeah, put that shit on the Discord. By the way, for Francesco, we have a Discord. So if you have the app.
Sports, he's still around?
He's still here, man. Yeah.
Oh, he dropped a ballet dancer with bat hitting balls. Was he from Paraguay?
with the rainbow?
Rainbow. For a rainbow, yeah.
Okay, all right.
He gets the bits already.
That might stick. That might stick. He's adding bits to the podcast, you guys. Like, I don't know.
Could be someone's burner. Someone made a new account.
That's what they already said that in the chat. They're like, is this Tyson Alger again? Okay. Ski, do you have your 9 weeks till Ducks think what football game segment?
I do. Okay. I did it on the fly. It is
that
doozy.
Is that the official
9 weeks till Oregon season. Ski bit that we're working on a name for. Yeah.
Event. We'll come up with a name eventually, guys. Shut up. God.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Nine weeks. We'll get there.
Nagging us. Jesus.
What are you, our wimes?
Old ball and chain.
Ball and chain.
In the chat, you know.
Me.
Oh, boy. Well, then already, Ski.
I'm getting there. This one was rough because I did this while King was talking about the Lakers and LeBron.
Well,
so.
I gave you a great. I was filibustering.
You sure did.
You did filibuster.
You sure did.
Oh, yeah. You gave me oxygen to talk, and I didn't give you enough time. That's a rare. that's a you problem.
He talked for 25 minutes straight about Kobe Bryant and LeBron James. Like,
I got the questions down. You guys aren't gonna be able to get them. Good luck.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Guess what? We're going. We're doing Duck stats. The 9th ranked, because we're 9 weeks from the Ducks season starting.
Sure.
The 9th ranked. So I did one for each category here. So both you guys, who is the 9th ranked single game passing leader for the Oregon Ducks?
We got multiple choice.
No, you guys just got a fucking wheel and deal.
So 9th ranked single game yards.
Single game yards. I'll give you the yards. It's 437 yards.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'll say Marcus Mariota.
I was thinking that too. I won't say that. I'm going to say Vernon Adams.
It is not VA.
All right.
The answer is Kellen Clemens.
Ooh, Burns legend, Kellen Clemens.
Let's see if it is 2004 against Washington State.
Of course.
I mean, classic.
Yeah.
Do you guys know who the number ones? There's two of them.
Is it tied?
It's a tied number one, split ones.
How many yards?
489 yards.
Justin Herbert and Vernon Adams.
Herbert is one.
Was it against ASU?
It was against ASU.
Yeah, the fucking Brandon Ayuk game. Yeah. Yep. Was it Mariota?
It was not. 80s.
Bill Musgrave?
Bill Musgrave.
No shit.
BYU in 1989.
Oh, that BYU game.
Oh,
yeah.
Bill Musgrave. How about that?
All right, on to rushing. Who is the ninth ranked single season Oregon rushing leader?
How many yards?
1,343.
Remine Alston.
Not on the list.
Okay.
Somehow Travis Dye is number 10. Crazy.
Jesus.
Oh, who's... Can I Benoit?
Warden James, even though I know it's not him.
How about this? It's the only player pre-2000 in the top 10.
80s, 90s?
90s.
Derek Lavelle.
Nope.
Whittle?
Braga, your guess. Nope. The answer is Saladin McCullough, 1997.
That's right. He was late 90s. Remember the Air Force bowl game? They scored on the first two plays. That was awesome.
A young pup, but he's a good one. It's crazy looking at the single season. It's just Royce, LaMichael, Barner, LaMichael, Stewart, LaMichael, Royce, yeah. Royce, and then Saladin and Travis Dye.
Travis Dye.
Wow.
No, I would never have guessed Travis
what
Dye.
What year was it? 2021?
It was 2021, yeah. 1271.
If he wore gloves, he'd be higher up that fucking list.
He would be.
God, that's so gross.
Bum.
Guys, like, I think Anthony, I'm blanking on his name now, the quarterback, Anthony Brown led the Pac-12 in, like, total yards that year.
Yeah.
And Troy Dye was, like, a 1,300-yard rusher.
Yeah.
And they still, every game.
We hated him.
So gross.
We hated him.
Let's beat Cal in Arizona 23-16.
Yeah. Mm. The worst.
All right. Now we are on to receiving now.
We're still doing this.
I got three more. Who is the ninth ranked receiver in a career all time? We'll make this easier. I'll go mid. His career was mid to late 2000s. Give you guys a chance.
Jeff Mayle.
Yeah! 1,311 yards.
Bah, 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 bah.
Just above Terry Obie. I love this. This list is so fantastic. It's gross. To see what Oregon has now at wide receiver, to see Sammy Parker, Hartley, Howery, Demetrius Williams, Jason Williams, Christian McLemore, Josh Huff. Like, that's got to get knocked these people out. Like, Jeff Mayle needs to get knocked off this list in the next 2 years.
I think I've told the story on the pod before, but Demetrius Williams rolled through the drive-thru at Carl's Jr. once and had, like, the sickest fucking Mustang. Ah, it was so cool. It was like one of the 80s Mustangs, like, and he had it all souped up and shit. I was like, fuck, this is the coolest guy I've ever seen in my life. Like, but yeah, anyway, that's it. That's the end of my Demetrius Williams story.
Yep, great story. Two left. You guys aren't getting this one. ninth ranked career tackles leader. The guy played in 1969, 1970, and 1971.
Wilcox.
Mel Renfro.
I honestly don't know this guy. I didn't know this guy was a player.
Bob Barry.
Named, his last name is a bar's last name in town.
Tim Lucky.
Bob Hyland.
Have either of you guys? Bob Hyland. Have either of you guys heard of a Steve Rennie?
No. Sure haven't.
No, he is ninth all time with 336 tackles.
We got to call up Kurt for that one. Yeah.
Just ahead of Chad Cota. All right, and last
any relation to Chase Cota? The star of the bowl game against North Carolina?
Mm-hmm. The Holiday Bowl, the 2022 Holiday Bowl at Petco Park. Yeah, that's a doozy.
Yeah.
All right, this last one's gross.
Just a couple of star NFL quarterbacks in that one, guys.
Who is the ninth ranked career field goal percentage kicker at Oregon?
Fuck you.
Tommy Thompson.
Not on the list.
Nathan Villegas.
He is tied for second with Atticus Sappington.
Ah, yeah. I should have known. He was actually good.
What's the first and last initial?
C and L. I just should give it away.
Camden Lewis.
Camden Lewis, ninth. 72.1%.
Okay, what year was it? Well, it had to have been 2021 when he was lining up for like the easiest chip shot win at home against Wazoo. Be honest. It was like 24 yards. None of us thought he was making
it. None of us thought it. No chance.
He dotted it.
He made it.
None of us thought he was making it.
I don't think anybody has had a confident feeling about a kick since like the early 2000s, maybe. Like late 90s, maybe. Maybe Villegas might have been the last one. Like,
I just said he is tied with Sappington was 82.5%.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Sappington
looked. Yeah.
I'm looking at these names. They're gross. Do you guys know who number one is? Jared Siegel's 10. Who is number one?
Give us the initials.
You should know him. He's a recent-ish guy. Last dozen years.
Do not tell me it's Alejandro Maldonado.
It is 100% not. You got a guess, Braga?
I'm blanking. I got nothing.
It is Aiden Schneider.
Oh, Aiden Schneider.
85%.
I'm sure all of his were within 30 yards.
Yeah.
30 yards, yes.
Huh. Yeah. Huh. He was in that era where they might stall out at the 9, were already up by 17. So
we did get it. We did real quick. We got a Dylan Osherman drop in the chat. I just wanted to point that out to you, King. Yeah,
his mom was hot. Yeah, probably still is.
He was a punter, and he got a humongous tattoo on his arm of the like Oregon logo. I remember that. And then quickly was not a duck after he did that. Kind of funny.
I need to look at the stats because
very right wing, if I remember correctly.
Yes, definitely.
Aiden Schneider, was he not much? He had back to back years where he hit 91.7% of field goals.
Yeah, he's pretty solid.
I don't remember him like because was it like King says, was he just knocking home 35 yarders? They just didn't even try from like 40 out. So he has a high percentage. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah,
I guarantee you the ones he missed were all from 40 plus. Yeah.
35 plus.
And he missed them short. All right. What else you got? Is that it?
That's it. That is
That's
the list.
It. Thank that you for watching.
This,
Thank
that
you
is
for listening.
This week's.
This is 9 weeks until Oregon football segment.
Exactly.
Yeah. Working on a name.
Trivia.
Shut up about it. So, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, guys.
Movie week.
On Sunday is King's movie. It is on Netflix. It came out like 5 days ago. It is Little Brother.
Topical.
Yeah,
everyone's talking about
it's
it.
It's the top.
Everyone.
Movie. It's the top.
Everyone at the liberal copy shop I went to.
Number
was
one.
About it.
Number one on Netflix this week, you guys. It is Little Brother.
Course,
it's got John Cena and Eric Andre. So watch that. Listen to us talk about it.
And if you know us, we're very pro Eric Andre slapstick humor.
Listen on Sunday to hear our feelings on Eric Andre. In case you're curious, yeah, we'll be sure to share.
Everyone is curious.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Booble saying Project Hail Mary on Prime this Friday. Good to know.
You were so close to making a perfect ending there. Eric E-R-I-C, and you're like, everyone is curious. So E-I-C. Yeah. Oh, you were so close. If you could have somehow made that an R.
I'm sorry. I'm a failure. I don't know what to say.
You pretty much.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, on that note, bye.